जयानील प्रेमधन करुणा प्रचुर हन प्रभु कथा गला आचार्य ठाकुर हन प्रभु कथा गला आचार्य ठाकुर कहा मोर स्वरूप रूप कहा सनातन कहा मोर स्वरूप रूप कहा सनातन कहा दास रघुनाथ पतित पावन कहा दास रघुनाथ पतित पावन कहा मोर भट्ट जुग कहा कबीराज कहा मोर भट्ट जुग कहा कबीराज एको काले कथा गेला गौर नटराज एक काले कथा गेला गौर नटराज पाषाणे कुटीब माथा अनले पशिब पाषाणे कुटीब माथा अनले पशिबा গৌরাঙ্গ গুণের নিধি কোথা গেলে পাবো। গৌরাঙ্গ গুণের নিধি কোথা গেলে পাবো। শেষ বসঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস, সে সব সঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলাস, সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কাঁদে নরতম দাস, সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কাঁদে নরতম দাস, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, জয় বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর বৃন্দাবন দাস, বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর বৃন্দাবন দাস, জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর, জয় বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর, হে তাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল, নে তাই গৌর হরি বল,
জয় ওম বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর সত্য। His divine grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrind Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrind Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur Tirubhav Divas Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovijnatam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Today is the Disappearance Day anniversary of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur who is best known for composing the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the original, most authentic work on the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many books which are considered authoritative on the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also his teachings. And the two books are the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Although there were records made earlier by followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not till Vrindavan Das Thakur was everything systematically put in the form of a book. And then based on Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, many other books have followed, especially the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So today we will try to glorify Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and his Chaitanya Bhagavat through the eyes of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is only appropriate. If you want to understand who is a great mathematician, for example, you have to go to the Society of Mathematicians and ask who is the greatest among all of you, who is a very great mathematician. Then naturally we come to know who is great in that society. Similarly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, an eternal associate of the Lord, the author of a work like Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said is perhaps the one book you would like to have if you were stranded on the desert and a proverbial desert island, even more than the Srimad Bhagavatam. When this Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorifies unlimitedly Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, then we can only begin to imagine the glories of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. In the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, Srila Kavi Karnapur says, Veda Vyaso ya eva seed, Daso Vrindavano dhuna, Sakha yeha kusuma pidaha, Karyatastam samavishat. Kavi Karnapur says that he who was formerly Vyasadev or Veda Vyas has now, Adhuna, become Das Vrindavan, has become Vrindavan Das Thakur. And also, Sakha Yaha Kusuma Pidaha. There is a cowherd boy in Vraj Leela called Kusuma Pida. So, Karyatas Tam Samavishat. He has also entered into Vrindavan Das. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we can understand that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the combined incarnation of Srila Vyasadev and the cowherd boy of Vraja whose name is Kusuma Pida. So certainly Vedavyas or Vrindavan Das Thakur is not an ordinary person. And to have composed a work like the Chaitanya Bhagavat, definitely something extraordinary. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Chaitanya Bhagavat is not only written in very simple language, but it is also very touching to the heart. It brings the devotional conclusions of the Srimad Bhagavatam down to the understanding of the common man. Srimad Bhagavatam, as we are all aware, is the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta or the Vedanta Sutra or the Brahma Sutra is Nyaya Prasthan. It is in very concise sutras, aphorisms, concise statements of the Absolute Truth. And it is really hard to understand because it is so concise. So it has to be elaborated. And the Vedanta Sutra is full of logic and such things. So Srimad Bhagavatam being the natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra is very elaborate and very deep. It is in Sanskrit language, which not many people can understand. And therefore it's hard for the ordinary person to fathom the intricacies and the mysteries of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What compounds the problem also is that there are many professional reciters of the Srimad Bhagavatam and also mental speculators who have presented Srimad Bhagavatam in such distorted ways as to create wrong impressions in the minds of people about Srimad Bhagavatam and particularly about Krishna Leela and more specifically about the Rasa Leela. Srila Prabhupada says, every time we are confronted by people who question Krishna's Rasa Leela and how Krishna has done such and such a thing. And Srila Prabhupada says it is because these innocent people have been misguided by unscrupulous commentators, unqualified commentators on the Srimad Bhagavatam. So while the Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly the standard text for us, it is the Amala Purana. It is that one reference book which Mahaprabhu says is the authorized book. Nevertheless, because it is not so easy to understand Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, people have come to wrong conclusions. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that now that the Chaitanya Bhagavat has come, then the Srimad Bhagavatam becomes very easy to understand. After all, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is none other than Lord Krishna, who has come in the guise of a devotee. He has come to not only practice Krishna consciousness and taste and relish it himself, but he has also come to propagate this understanding of the highest Krishna consciousness to the whole world. So therefore, any literature that glorifies the teachings and the activities and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will naturally be a very simple and wonderful explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam come alive, so to speak. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is explained by Chaitanya Leela. Srimad Bhagavatam is explained by Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let us see in the different sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita how Kaviraj Goswami has glorified Vrindavan Das Thakur and his work. We'll begin by reading from the Adi Leela, chapter 8, in which Kaviraj Goswami describes how he receives the order from Nityananda Prabhu and from Krishna to go to Vrindavan and even to write this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Ore mudha loka shuno chaitanya mangal chaitanya mahima jate janibe sakal.
O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Kaviraj Goswami calls Chaitanya Bhagavat as Chaitanya Mangal. This is because originally, when Vrindavan Das Thakur composed this book, it was called Chaitanya Mangal. But later on, Srila Lochan Das Thakur wrote a book by the same name, Chaitanya Mangal. So at that time, Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Mangal became renamed as Chaitanya Bhagavat. And here also, Prabhupada explains that the acceptance of Chaitanya Bhagavat by Kaviraj Goswami as his reference point indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. And Prabhupada mentions that a writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also mentioned this point many times. We see in another instance when Vallabha Bhatta felt he had a better explanation than Sridhar Swami on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he felt that Sridhar Swami was wrong at a certain point, Mahaprabhu was very annoyed. Beg your pardon. And he rebuked Vallabha Bhatta. And he said that Sridhar Swami is the original commentator and no one can surpass him. So trying to surpass the works of a previous acharya is maryada vyatikraman. It is transgression of the etiquette. That is not the proper mood in which one can speak or write transcendental subject matters. So Kaviraj Goswami has the highest regard for Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we will see it coming again and again in these verses.
Krishna Leela Bhagavate Koha Veda Vyas Chaitanya Leela Ravyasa Vrindavan Das.
As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. We have already seen that Vrindavan Das Thakur is the incarnation of Vyasadeva. Just as Vyasadeva narrated the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and other places also, similarly, Vedavyas has now appeared as Vrindavan Das Thakur to narrate the pastimes of Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya nitaye jate janiye mahima jate jani Krishna bhakti siddhante rasima.
By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna.
Jate jani Krishna bhakti siddhantera sima.
Krishna bhakti siddhanta. Siddhanta means siddha anta, the end of perfection or the conclusion. And sima means the limit. So by understanding the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, one can actually understand the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to
to Lord Krishna. So therefore, this Chaitanya Bhagavat is a great aid for us to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam and indeed all of devotional service. Bhagavate jato bhakti siddhantir sar likhi achin iha jani koriya uddhar. This Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Bhagavat has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has not simply narrated the pastimes. He has also time to time quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. And so also has Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Actually, if one wants to know which are the important verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one should read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. One can actually relish the Srimad Bhagavatam much more by seeing through the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever Mahaprabhu and his associates are discussing topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they present the various conclusions by quoting different verses from the scriptures, particularly the Bhagavatam. And at that time, the subject matter comes alive. And one can actually begin to understand what the Srimad Bhagavatam is. Personally, I can say that whatever important verses of the Bhagavatam I have learned from the beginning is largely from what Mahaprabhu has quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Similarly, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat also. So one actually relishes bhakti by reading these books, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, and then one actually becomes eligible to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam and its conclusions. Otherwise, one can misunderstand. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Jodi Pashandi Javan Sehu Maha Vaishnava Hoye Tatakhan. Even if a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangal, that is Bhagavat, he immediately becomes a great devotee. This is Kaviraj Goswami's blessings. Phalashruti, the benefits of hearing Chaitanya Bhagavat, even if an atheist hears it, he becomes a devotee. Because Mahaprabhu does not consider qualification or disqualification. Patra apatra na dekhi. He doesn't see the patrata, the qualification or the adhikar of a person. And therefore he very mercifully, generously bestows blessings. Manushya rachite nare aiche grantha dhanna Vrindavana dasa mukhe vakta shri chaitanya. Yes, this work, manushya rachite nare, this work Chaitanya Bhagavat is not the composition of an ordinary manushya or a human being. Vrindavana dasa mukhe vakta shri chaitanya. Actually, although Vrindavana Das Thakur is the author of this book, but we should understand that actually it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has spoken through his mouth or through his hands. In this way, the Lord empowers his pure devotees to write transcendental literatures. Transcendental literatures is written on the foundation of pure devotion to the Lord, not on the basis of mundane scholarship. Even if one is a scholar of Sanskrit, one may be a so-called scholar of the scriptures even. But if one has no devotion, and even if one's work is ornamented with all kinds of literary embellishments like metaphors and so on, that work has no value because it is shorn of devotion. Nonetheless, if one understands as a devotee the ultimate conclusions of the Shastra and is sincerely trying to present according to the parampara, then one is empowered. Srila Prabhupada used to say that I read my own books. When he was reading Krishna book one time, one devotee asked him, Prabhupada, you're reading your own book? He said, yes, because this is not my book. This is Krishna's book. Krishna has written this book. Here in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada writes here, the secret in a devotee's writing is that when he writes about the pastimes of the Lord helps him. He does not write alone. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. Since a devotee writes in service to the Lord from within gives him so much intelligence that he sits down near the Lord and goes on writing books. Krishnadas Kaviraj confirms what Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote was actually spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he similarly repeated it. The same holds true for Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in his old age, in an invalid condition. But it is such a sublime literature that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj used to say, the time will come when the people of the world will learn Bengali to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the meaning of empowerment. Devotion brings empowerment. And an empowered devotee can do wonderful things on behalf of the Lord, because the pure devotee acts as a transparent via medium for the Lord. To the extent that we have our own subtle and gross interests in the matter, to that extent, that empowerment is hampered. It is hindered. So we will not become so much empowered when we have subtle or gross material desires. But Vrindavan Das Thakur is the perfect instrument for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore Mahaprabhu has chosen Vrindavan Das Thakur to speak as a via medium. Vrindavan Dasa Pode Koti Namaskar Aiche Grantha Kori Tehu Torila Sansar. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of the fallen souls. Narayani Chaitanera Uchishtha Bhajan Tara Garbhe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavan. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat was written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, but the credit for that also has to be shared by his mother, Narayani Devi. In the Gauda Ganadesha Deepika, Kavi Karnapur says, Ambika yaha swasa yasin namna shrila kilimbika krishno chishtam prabhunjana seyam narayani mata. There was a nurse, a dhatri of Sri Krishna, or there is a nurse of Sri Krishna in Golok Vrindavan in the spiritual world called Ambika. Ambika swasa yasin. And she has a younger sister, Namna, whose name is Kilimbika. And this Kilimbika always enjoys the remnants of the foodstuffs that are enjoyed by Krishna. Krishna Chishtam Prabhunjana. So she is eternally eating the remnants of Krishna's Mahaprasadam. And that Kilimbika has now appeared as Narayani Devi, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And here also in Gaur Leela, she is accepting the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foodstuffs. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a beautiful pastime that is narrated by Vrindavan Das Thakur about his own mother. We'll just give a brief genealogical background to Narayani Devi. Her father was Sri Nalin Pandit, who was the elder brother of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur had four brothers, so totally there were five. Srivas Thakur was number two. His older brother was Nalin Pandit, and he had three younger brothers. So Nalin Pandit had a daughter whose name was Narayani. And as a young girl, She was with Srivas Thakur in Navadvip. At the time when Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his Mahaprakash Leela in his Aishwarya Rupa, he went to the throne of Vishnu and he accepted worship from all his devotees and he fulfilled all their desires. He granted them unlimited benedictions. And at that time, Srivas Thakur was called upon by Mahaprabhu. Come here, Srivas. And he knew that Srivas Thakur was a little nervous because Mahaprabhu and his devotees had been performing tumultuous kirtan every day and every night. And many of the people had become very upset because of this, the non-devotees. And especially by the nocturnal, the nighttime kirtans in the courtyard and the house of Srivas Thakur. So there were rumors that somebody had complained to the Muslim king and that the king would send soldiers to come and arrest Srivas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu knew that Srivas Thakur may have been a little nervous because of this. So he wanted to reassure Srivas Thakur that there was no reason to fear. So he said, Srivas, you are fearful that the Muslim king will send soldiers and arrest you. But let me tell you that I am the Paramatma in the heart of the king as well. Until I sanction it, the king cannot arrest you. Even somehow, if the king acts independently and comes here with his soldiers, I will go on the boat and face him. And by looking at me in my presence, if the king does not change, then I will challenge him. And I will tell him that bring all your holy men, bring elephants and horses also, and make your holy men recite your scriptures. And let us see if they can make everybody, including these horses and camels, cry in ecstasy of love of God. And if he cannot do that, then I will make all these animals and the soldiers cry in spiritual ecstasy. So why are you fearful, O Srivas Thakur? Do you not believe me? Do you not believe that I can make anybody cry in spiritual ecstasy? All right, let me show you so that you have faith. And then there was little Narayani, who was only a small girl at that time, very small girl. So he said, Narayani, come here. Chant Krishna. So immediately upon receiving the order, little Narayani began to chant, Oh Krishna. And then she swooned in ecstasy. And all the symptoms of a love of God, the highest stage of love of God, manifested in her body. And Srivas Thakur and the others were astonished. And then Srivas Thakur said, My dear Lord, what does it matter if the Qazi comes or the king comes? So long as you are here, what do we have to fear? So this wonderful pastime took place when Narayani Devi was a very young girl. This is how she received the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. She received the benediction of love of God. And even as a small girl, she was taking the remnants of the Mahaprasadam of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So not only in Golok Leela, but also in Gaur Leela here, she does the same thing. She was taking the remnants. Krishna Chishtam. So we also have a lesson here. That because Narayani Devi was in such a state of pure devotion and she was constantly eating only the remnants of the Lord's food, so just see what an empowered son she got. So for all the grihasthas who wish to have empowered children, here is some example. It is not that one has to be strong in spiritual life in other ashrams, but that the grihastha ashram is some kind of a license for us. No. According to our Vaishnava principles, even as a grihastha, one must be very staunch. One must be very strong in following devotional principles. And everything in life must be centered only around pleasing Krishna and serving Him. So we see, because of Narayani Devi's great qualities and great fortune, that Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared and he was so empowered. Actually, not much is said about Vrindavan Das Thakur's father. His name was Vaikunthanath Vipra, and he belonged to the family of Shivas Thakur's wife, who was Malini Devi. Malini Devi's father lived in a village called Mamgachi. Mamgachi is in one of the 9 islands of Navadvip, which is called Modadrumadvip. So Malini Devi, before her marriage to Shrivas Thakur, lived in Mamgachi. And Vaikunthanath Vipra was a member of her family. And after Malini Devi was married to Shrivas Thakur, and Narayani Devi was also born after some years, then she was married off to Malini Devi's family. So then Narayani Devi went to live in Mamgachi. And that is where in 1507, Vrindavan Das Thakur was born. And he lived there for some time. And then, soon after that, when Vrindavan Das Thakur was still very young, his father passed away from this world. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that because Vaikunthanath Vipra did not become a staunch follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before the Vipra's passing away, therefore he is not very considered very significant. And therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur is identified more from his maternal dynasty, his line, than the paternal line. The maternal line is connected to Narayani Devi, and from Narayani Devi to Shrivas Thakur's family. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is always connected with Shrivas Thakur's family. After her husband passed away, Narayani Devi brought young Vrindavan Das to live in Shrivas Thakur's house in Navadvip. And this continued for some years. And after some years, Vrindavan Das Thakur moved to a place called Denuda. He lived there for a long time. He composed the Chaitanya Bhagavat at the age of 31 or 32. So he was not very old when this transcendental literature was composed. He had 4 disciples only, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says. And the chief among them was a pure devotee called Sri Ram Hari. And all the assets of Vrindavan Das Thakur were given to Sri Ram Hari. Although Sri Ram Hari was a pure devotee, but his descendants eventually descended into following Smartha principles. Until today, in Denuda, the seminal descendants of Ram Hari exist and they are Smarthas. But in Mamgachi, the personal Gaurnithai deities of Vrindavan Das Thakur are still worshipped. In this way, Narayani Devi played a very important role in the life of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it is a fact, because usually in bringing up a child, it is the mother who plays a far greater role. And we see in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, also in the discussion between Arjuna and Krishna, how important is the role that the womankind can play in creating good sanskaras in the young progeny, young children, so that the whole society can become very cultured and Krishna conscious. So then Vrindavan, Kaviraj Goswami goes on to say in the Chaitanya Charitamrit,
Taraki Adbhuta Chaitanya Charita Varnan Jahana Shravane Shuddha Koilo Tribhuvan.
What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the 3 worlds who hears it is purified. I fervently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Chaitanya and Nityananda, and thus be freed from the miseries of material existence and ultimately achieve the loving service of the Lord. Then Vrindavan Das actually summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and went on to describe some pastimes in detail. Particularly, he described in detail the childhood pastimes, the boyhood pastimes, the scholarly pastimes, the chastisement of the Qazi. And he goes on describing in detail these pastimes up to the point of Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. And there are some descriptions there also. But after that, he goes off so much into describing the glories of Lord Nityananda that the book becomes very elaborate. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur thinks that, oh, I have already made my book so voluminous. Now I have to stop here. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur was a follower of Nityananda Prabhu also. So in glorifying Nityananda Prabhu, he took up a lot of space in his book. And then he realized, I wanted to glorify Mahaprabhu, but I have glorified Nityananda Prabhu, so now there is no more place in my book. So at that time, he stopped Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Kaviraj Goswami will explain here that he continues further the narration. Actually, the original pastimes of Mahaprabhu were recorded by two personalities. The childhood and boyhood pastimes were recorded by Nimai Pandit's childhood friend, Murari Gupta, in his Kadachas, in his notes. And the later pastimes of the Lord were recorded by Swarup Damodar Goswami, particularly the ones in Neelachal, and also in his South India trip and trip to Vrindavan and so on. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur relied greatly on Murari Gupta's notes, whereas Kaviraj Goswami relied greatly on Raghunath Das Goswami's narrations, and Raghunath Das Goswami in turn had been hearing regularly from Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because Mahaprabhu had placed Raghunath Das Goswami personally in the care of Swarup Damodar. And he said, from today, you will be Swarupera Raghunath. Because there were other Raghunaths also. There was Raghunath Das, there was Raghunath Bhatta. So this Raghunath, to identify him, to distinguish him from the other Raghunaths, Mahaprabhu said, you are the Raghunath who belongs to Swarup Damodar. So Swarup Damodar would train up Raghunath Das Goswami personally. And he would share many of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu that he was recording. And Raghunath Das Goswami himself also personally witnessed many of these pastimes. So when Raghunath Das Goswami used to speak 3 hours every day at Radha Kund on Chaitanya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami would hear that. And then based on that, he composed the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as far as Vrindavan Das Thakur is concerned, he composed his book, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, mostly by referring to Murari Gupta's notes. So in this way, as he went on, Vrindavan Das Thakur was not fully satisfied because he had not been able to describe the later pastimes of the Lord very nicely. So this task was later taken up by Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then in the Madhya Leela, Kaviraj Goswami continues about how he has taken over from where Vrindavan Das Thakur has left off.
Chaitanya Leela Ravya Siddhasa Vrindavan Tara Agyaya Koro Tara Uchishtha Charavan.
Very beautiful verse. Chaitanya Leela Vyas Das Vrindavan. The original compiler of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vrindavan Das, not me, Kaviraj Goswami says. Tar agyaya koro tar uchishtha shravan. Upon his orders only am I trying to chew the remnants of the food that he has left. In other words, it's only being blessed by him, being ordered by him, and just following in his footsteps, basing my work upon his work, I dare to go ahead.
Bhakti bhakti kori shiridhari tahara charan sheshalilar sutra gana kori evarnan.
Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall now describe in summary the Lord's final pastimes. Final pastimes means Shesh Leela. Actually, there are two categories in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. One is called Adi Leela, which is the first 24 years of his pastimes till he took sannyas. This is mostly described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And then there is a Shesh Leela, which is the next 24 years of Mahaprabhu's pastime. This is described by Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This Shesh Leela also has two parts. The Madhya Leela, which is the 6 years when Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, traveled to many holy places, and also he stayed in Puri. And that is the Madhya Leela. And then there is the Anti Leela, from the age of 30 to the age of 48, till Mahaprabhu's disappearance. In these 18 years, he stayed exclusively in Jagannath Puri. So then Kaviraj Goswami is saying, now I will describe the Shesh Leela. Shesh Leela meaning the Madhya Leela as well as the Anti Leela.
Sahaj Vichitra Madhur Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Amritera Dhar.
By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet. And when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Vrindavan Das Mukhe Amritera Dhar.
Ataiva taha varnile hoy punarukti dambhakori varni jodi taichi nahi shakti.
Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing. And this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. See the mood of Kaviraj Goswami. He is teaching us by his example what our mood should be.
Chaitanya Mangale Jaha Karila Varnan Sutra Rupe Shei Leela Kore Se Chan.
I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangal. Some of the incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarized. And these I shall try to describe in this book. In other words, only those pastimes that Vrindavan Das Thakur did not describe in detail, Kaviraj Goswami will describe in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So if you put together the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have a large portion of Mahaprabhu's pastimes.
Ataiva tarapai kori namaskar, tarapai aparadha nahuk amar.
I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. So Kaviraj Goswami is embarking on this task very fearfully, that I should not perform maryada vyatikraman. I should not be seen as one who is trying to surpass Vrindavan Das Thakur. After all, who can surpass Vrindavan Das Thakur in the narration of Mahaprabhu's pastimes? But nonetheless, on the orders of Vrindavan Das Thakur himself, I dare to do such a thing. Kaviraj Vrindavan Das Thakur departed from this world, and today is his disappearance day, on this Dashami Tithi in the month of Chaitra, Krishna Paksha. And that was in 1589. So he must have been about 81 years old when he departed. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita was composed in about 1581. So there was at least some years when both were simultaneously here on this planet. And Kaviraj Goswami has taken the orders of Vrindavan Das Thakur to compose this literature. So therefore he says that whatever pastime Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has first described, I have summarized, and the other pastimes I have described in more detail.
Ataiva sheshaba lila na parivarni bare samapti korunun lila ke kori namaskare.
At the end of the Anti Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, it is impossible to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall therefore end this description and offer them my respectful obeisances. What I have described gives merely an indication, but by following this indication, one may obtain a taste of all the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I will read two or three verses just to save time without the verse itself, just the translation. I cannot understand the very deep, meaningful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them, and therefore I could not properly describe them. After offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Akasha anantatate jayche pakshigan, jara jata shakti tate kari arohan.
This is a nice verse. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities.
Aichi Mahaprabhu lila nahi orapar, jivahana kevo samyak parivarni bar.
The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe all of them? I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean.
Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavana Das Chaitanya Lilaya Teho Hoyan Adi Vyas.
Vrindavana Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadev in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tar age yadyapi sab lilar bhandar tathapi alpa varniya chhadilena ar.
Although Vrindavana Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion. Later he says, I have described the pastimes very briefly, for it is impossible for me to describe them in full. In the future, however, Vedavyas will describe them elaborately. In the Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavana Das Thakur has stated in many places the factual truth that in the future Vyasadeva will describe the Lord's pastimes elaborately. That means Vyasadeva will come again in the future and describe Mahaprabhu's leelas even more elaborately. And we'll end with these last two words, verses, very beautiful verses.
Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sindhu Dugdhabdhi Saman Trishnarup Trishnanu Rupa Jhadi Bhadi Teho Koilopan.
Chaitanya Lila Amrita Sindhu Dugdhabdhi Saman. So the ocean of the nectarian pastimes of Mahaprabhu are exactly like Dugdha Abdhi, the ocean of milk. Trishna Anurupa Jhadi Bhori Teho Koilopan. So Vrindavana Das Thakur went to this wonderful ocean of milk. He had a pitcher with him and he filled that pitcher to that brim and then he drank from that pitcher.
Tara jhari sheshamrita kichu more dila tatake bhorila peta trishna mora gela.
Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavana Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. So Kaviraj Goswami says that Vrindavana Das Thakur filled one pitcher of that nectarian milk of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. There is an ocean, but he filled one pitcher and he drank to his full satisfaction. And there is something left. And Vrindavana Das Thakur said that I am drinking those remnants and I am completely satisfied now. My thirst is quenched. And we are also very fortunate that even after Vrindavana Das Thakur has drunk the remnants of Vrindavana Das Thakur's drinking, Srila Prabhupada has also got some remnants. He has drunk them to his full satisfaction. That is coming out in this Chaitanya Charitamrita and his other works. And we are also very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has left a few drops somehow that have left behind. And we can take one or two of those drops and taste them and quench our thirst. And in this way we can enjoy Mahaprabhu's Leelas and make our life perfect. Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yes. 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 Right. Correct. Correct, yes. Dadu is reminding us that it was on the order of Nityananda Prabhu that Kaviraj Goswami went to Vrindavan. And he came and settled here and eventually wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna.